Do you think 7 minutes is too long?
No, I think that's incredibly short. Oh my God. Most of my hookups are like 3 hours long at the very least.
Yeah, if you can't make it past the first hour, you gotta go.
Hello everyone, and welcome back to another episode of
Flapping and Fawning.
Hi, I'm Shelley Duvall. Flapjack.
Hi, I am not qualified to do this podcast. Fawn.
Hi, Fawn. Hello, hello, hello. I've missed you.
I feel like I haven't seen you minus literally two nights ago for like 3 months.
Yeah, like 10 weeks. Can you believe? It's wild to me. I was counting all the re-releases that we did, and I numbered them a little bit differently than like the rest of our episodes. And when I started adding new ones after we like extended our break a little bit to the end of the month, I was like, oh my God, 10 whole weeks. But thanks to everyone for hanging in there.
Right, because I haven't seen you since September bingo. And even then, yeah. We didn't really like have conversation. We just like... Yeah, our job.
I think that also I knew that this break was coming up. And so I was like just going through the motions, getting everything done that I had to do. I remember like the number I did that night. It was so like whatever and just not how I want to do drag.
It was fun though.
It was fun. And I'm hoping to go into a new
and
like.
You looked good.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I'm hoping to go into like a new, more chaotic drag era.
You looked even better though in October.
When I haven't done drag at all. Yeah, thanks. what have you been up to since I saw you last? I mean, early September, geez.
I saw Lana Del Rey in concert. I saw...
LDR.
Janelle Monáe in concert. I saw Chapel Roan in concert.
CR.
I saw the Drag Race, Light of the Living Drag.
Oh, yeah, I was there too.
Got a new... catalytic converter in my car.
Oh, a new CC.
Yeah.
How was... Okay, tell me what happened. Because this was the thing with your car that... left off on this, right? Because you were telling me about, like, anxiety for going to get it fixed.
Well, here's the thing. I had, like, gotten it fixed.
Okay.
And it was, like, I had to get the crankshaft sensor replaced.
That's a thing? The crankshaft sensor?
Something like that.
Oh, my God.
I got that replaced for, like, $200. Then like
they can sense your shaft for only $200.
I know, right?
I didn't know that was legal in the state of Alabama.
I had a friend that worked there though, so I got the discount.
FWV. I don't know why acronyms are my thing today.
but yeah, I got the crankshaft sensor replaced. I don't know if that was fixed before or after our break.
I don't remember that. So it was, I think it was after.
And my car was fine for a little while until like a couple weeks ago. A little more than a couple weeks at this point. But like in September, my car basically like was not accelerating hardly at all.
Oh, well, that's a problem. I mean, how are you going to get away from the gunshots?
At one point, I was driving uphill on the interstate going 70, and my car decelerated so much that I was going 20 by the time I got to the top of the hill.
Oh, at least it wasn't backwards.
So, that's when I like really had the panic attack, and that was not a cheap fix.
Oh, I'm sure. What's wild to me is my family growing up, like it's always been find the cheapest car you can and do whatever you got to do to make it run until it can't run anymore, until the wheels truly fall off. And I think that is insane. I understand that there are like certain financial barriers that can come up with stuff like that. And so, you know, not judging anyone for their transportation issue. But when I last had to get a new car,
right,
my uncle who... has its own story behind it. He was like, well, what you need to do is just find a car that someone is selling that has an oil leak, because that's the cheapest kind of car you can get, and it's real easy. You just add a little oil every single week to keep it running. and you just don't mind that that light's on. No, that's in like, no.
Let me tell you, I'm going to like ride this car out until I get it paid for, which is 2025.
That's fine. I'm not judging
you. Once I do that, I am probably buying new, even though it'll depreciate when I drive it off the lot with the way cars. If I get a Toyota, that will last me forever and they retain their value very well.
I didn't know that the Star Wars franchise made cars.
Yeah.
Toyota. Hmm. Yeah. Interesting. Well, okay, but I mean, what I'm saying is like, you shouldn't have to work on your car
daily,
like daily, weekly, you know, that's beyond. And we were also experiencing some car issues during the break.
Everybody has been.
Yeah. I don't know. What's up with that?
I don't know.
My husband.
It's the record heat summer because we're like destroying the earth. The earth's taking it out on our cars, I think.
That's true. We got to save the bees.
My tire pressure light is currently on and I've just been ignoring it.
Well, so Danny and I had like primary cars each, right? Like I had this like beautiful gunmetal car that I loved driving. And you know, it's small Honda. I love a Honda. I feel like it's the most reliable kind of car out there. And I don't know if I should share all this car information like this, but anyways, I now am driving his car, which is like a different brand of car that I do not trust nearly as much.
If it's a Hyundai or a Kia, I understand why you don't trust it.
It was the first one.
I used to have a Hyundai and I do miss it, but I only had it for 3 months before I totaled
it. Oh my God. Totaled. Well, so the check engine light came on. I mean, I'm sure people are loving to hear about our car issues, but the thing that was funny about this to me was Danny kept having to go get it fixed. And eventually he came to me and was like, listen, my Zodiac in the Vietnamese Zodiac believes that red is an unlucky color for my Zodiac sign.
Then why did he buy the red car?
I don't think he knew that until recently. So we have now switched cars. So I'm driving a very different car than what I'm used to, but that's fine. We're married. I love this man.
Have you been having problems with the red car?
I have not at all. So, I know. It's just like, I really liked the Honda a lot better, but it's fine. Like, and I don't drive nearly as much as he does. He has to drive a lot farther. I can walk to work. So it's cool. But yeah, aside from car issues, there was some drama on the internet. What's up with Birmingham deciding to be messy? Like these last 2 weeks.
What do you mean deciding to be messy? She always been messy. They're just being more open about it now,
I guess.
And also, there are certain figures that every once in a while they gotta rear their ugly head to cause some drama because people aren't talking about them anymore. And I've noticed every time they rear their head, their little circle of support is smaller and smaller.
Yeah, it's I have been a believer, and I still am a believer in choosing Christ. Well, no. In choosing your battles.
Oh, you said believer.
A believer, yes. I'm a huge believer. Baby. Oh. But I'm a big believer in choosing your battles, right? Yeah. And I don't feel that you have to die on every hill. It's kind of come to a point now where I feel so fine fighting this battle and I don't have the anxiety about it that I've had before. And I think something about this break that I've really learned is like, I think I understand my value more than I did before. Because, you know, at the end of September, I went to Milwaukee. I got to do this wonderful Hamburger Mary's gig. And while I was there, I was making connections with other people who were like, yo, if you ever want to come out to Kansas City, if you ever want to come to Denver, just let me know. I'll get you booked the whole weekend.
That's incredible.
And something clicked for me because, like, all I did in September was travel. I mean, aside from our bingo gig. Like,
right.
I'm going to work if I want to work. And I know that I have that luxury of being able to do that. So I think it's okay for me to use my privilege in a way that helps other people, I think.
And I was going to leave it alone because, like, here's the thing. Of the people, of the drama that was happening, one of the people involved that was posting shit has me blocked and blacklisted from performing at the club they're the show director of.
Yeah, and so I think it's fine to say. It's the show director at the Quest Club.
Oh, yeah.
And the thing that's wild to me is I'm also blocked now.
Well, and then the other person that was posting shit, I unfollowed.
Oh, okay.
So I get, but I get,
yeah, you get mad.
I get sent the screenshots anytime the some bullshit's happening. So I don't have to follow these people because I'll still know because people send them to me.
Yeah.
And I was just going to let it be until 5 days after the pageant where their contestant wouldn't have even won if these 5 points didn't, like, even if they got these 5 points, they still lost. The score was dropped regardless. And they're talking about false information. I mean, like,
they're all, yeah, it's all fighting over that's like when moot I points and, in. And false information.
That's when I finally chimed in. And I got messages. I got people telling me in person about how much they lived for my comment.
Oh my God.
So,
yeah,
I've had just enough time and I'm just worn out enough that I don't care. And I have just enough boredom and just enough time.
The thing that is that's gotten me really frustrated about it is I'm someone who before like this month was choosing no battles, right? Like
you got to choose a battle every once in a while.
I was doing everything I could to not have shit like that go on. But after what happened with the viewing parties having to leave the Quest Club and I used to be a cast member there and now I'm blocked by the show director.
Well, you know, I was also supposedly going to get a Dragula viewing party there last year for Titans, but
yeah, it's come to this point where I'm hearing more and more people say, oh, I'm banned from there. Or, oh, I was told I was on a blacklist or, oh, I'm, you know, I'm not allowed to perform there or I felt unsafe there. And I just, I can't imagine that the actual management of that bar is okay with the actions of the show director.
Especially when the show director isn't taking like having the balls to tell these people themselves when the show director is going to block these people. Also, the time that I got blocked was when I was asking about the price of shirts that they were claiming not to make a profit for. And then I like even offered a cheaper solution. I was like, hey, this place has the stuff cheaper. So you can either use the money for like donating it to a cause or you can just offer them cheaper. And then the show director blocks me. And then I get sent a screenshot of where they mention my name in a comment afterwards. I'm like, that's a fucking coward move.
Yeah, that is kind of wild. I can't remember all the details of that because that was, oh my God, what, early summer?
Right.
And it's
been
just
so long.
Over the last year, there have been several incidents that have just made the community feel at large unwelcome at the
Quest
Club.
Or unsafe because people get shot there too.
So I think that something needs to happen and needs to be done because this is a queer venue that's supposed to be a safe space for our community, and
but
it's
not
never
been
anymore.
Not since I've been doing drag, it's not been. It's been racist, it's been misogynistic, and it's been transphobic since I started drag.
And that brings up another conversation. Like, how much of it is worth trying to change or save? Because even if one person in management or whatever changes,
right,
then you still have other
you've
got to
start.
That
you've
got to fight.
Ground up. Top down, whatever. Like, you gotta just completely wipe the slate clean and clear the bitch out.
Yeah, I guess so.
Because it's a problem with security. It's a problem with staff. It's a problem with management.
I think what I don't want is for that space to go away entirely.
Right.
I just want it to. I think that just a lot of internal decisions need to be made to revisit what the mission of that bar is.
But as long as the owners and managers are making money, they're not going to do anything about it. So,
as unfortunate as it is. But that brings me to something else that's been going on during the break. So, you know, I've mentioned before that our community has this need for another space, and that is something that I am personally still working on in hand with other people.
We can't go to Redacted Bar either.
You can't go to Redacted Bar.
Apparently, they're not even closed.
Yeah, I know. I thought they were closed
as
well. They
were like for sale. And I'm like, yay, you're closing. And apparently, they're not even fucking closed.
But I think it got bought by new people. So I don't know the situation at Redacted Bar. So, yeah, that's an interesting development. But I am hopeful that there are going to be some new developments that can be announced very, very soon for another potential space. But who knows? We'll see. Just send good vibes my way, and hopefully something will work out in that area. Yeah. Anything else that you've been bringing on during the break?
Just drag. Lots of drag. Not really lots of drag.
You've turned some very good looks recently.
Thank you.
Some of my favorites that you've ever done ever.
I'm like really trying to like up my drag quality. However, at the same time, that is so exhausting and also expensive.
Right, right.
Because here's the thing. Even though I make my own drag, the level of like quality in order to make the stuff that I'm like dreaming up, and shout out to Bonnie because she has been the one sketching. I will like do a crude sketch or like make a mood board or something like that, and Bonnie has been sketching out these looks for me.
Oh wow,
go pay her, commission her to like do some sketches for you. If you like have any outfit ideas, fantastic fashion sketch person.
Yeah, also just a great artist. I mean, she drew the designs for both of our tattoos that one of us needs to eventually get for Dragula Titans, and also the Miss Magic City Comedy Queen logo with Vulcan's butt and with Vulcan, you know, being a drag crowned a pageant girl. That was designed by Bonnie Lash.
Go commission her.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, and I've still got one look that was supposed, because brunch didn't happen in September.
Right.
And I was originally going to have the fungus look for September. And I also made a black and white look for brunch in September. But since brunch in September got canceled, I wore that for bingo. And
I'm not sure. I wasn't there.
Did I wear that for October bingo?
Maybe.
Did I wear that for... No, I wore that for September bingo.
The black and
because
white.
Because I had it like well ahead. Mm. And then I was just like, okay, so I don't have to rush this fungus look out. So then I waited to the last minute to do the fungus look because car problems. I couldn't afford to like buy all the stuff for the second look. And
but it looked really good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's still got a lot of work.
Well, but still, like, I really enjoyed it. And I thought it was a cool like take on a Halloween kind of costume, like in a way, you know.
It's like for me.
For an October brunch.
It's like a 7 for me right now.
Out of 10.
Yeah.
Mm.
There's still a lot more that I want done.
I'm sure that eventually you will look like a very fun guy in it.
Right? Mm-hmm. That's the goal.
The fun goal. Speaking of me not being at brunch, or not brunch, goddammit, at drag bingo. I wanted to thank Twat Weiland for filling in for me. I was just curious, how did it go?
He was fantastic. Like, I had no doubting of his capabilities because he also does bingo
at Trim Tab, right?
At Trim Tab,
yeah.
I think the first Wednesday of the month. Yeah, I had no doubt in his capabilities. He was great. I did steal one of your jokes when I said it, and you're like, not like your exact quote unquote jokes, but
that's
it was
fine.
One of those G jokes, and I was like, well, if Flapjack was here, she go. Well, I was talking to my husband this morning, and I was telling him about all the dick that I took. And I was like, I had 58. And he said, gee, 58? And I said, yes, 58.
All right.
Yeah, that sounds about accurate. I've been very busy during this Locktober. But I'm very glad to hear that bingo went well. I mean, I had also heard from a few other people who were there that they had a good time.
Yeah, and it was a little rainy that day.
Oh man, happens. But well, one person who was there, I'm actually glad that Twat filled in for me because from what I'm hearing, we may have a new entertainer on the scene who is very, very, very excited because of Twat.
Who?
Well, I don't want to...
Do I know this person?
They come to our events frequently, but I don't want to give it away in
Slay.
Case, you know, if they're not ready to come out of that drag closet Slay. Yet. But
now, if it's a cis white male, I'm going to say don't.
I think all of those boxes are unchecked. Well, Slay. No, just kidding. White. White is checked.
Slay.
But still.
Because we don't need any more cis white men doing drag.
But it is someone who I don't know of anyone who shares identities with this individual. And I think that they could be a very wonderful pillar and representative.
Slay.
In the community. So, I'm super excited for them. And I can't wait to see them perform. Anything else that happened? I know that there was some big news that went on, but we should probably say that we are going to be reviewing Dragula Season 5.
Yes. I am so excited for this cast.
Me too. And
so excited.
That's the purpose of this episode. We're going to review the cast announcement And we are probably going to do like a little bet or something, but we'll figure it out as we get there. And for the time being, we're just going to stick to one episode a week, just as a programmatic note. I just had that drag break and it was really refreshing to kind of get my life back. And I know that I don't want to spend all my time podcasting just yet.
And it's also kind of time for me to take a drag break because while I love drag and I love creating and I never want to stop, I haven't stopped.
You've got to
and
chill.
I need to stop because like, especially now, like even I'm having a lot more fulfilling life outside of drag as well as having so it's just like I'm being fulfilled in both areas.
Yeah. So you're having a good Locktober too is what you're telling me.
But I'm being fulfilled in both areas. Now I completely lost my train of thought. But also at the same time, it's exhausting. And really got to like rein it in a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
However, I will say that as soon as I was like, I don't have to do as much, I can use this break to really up my social media game. And then I was like, that's not a break.
I mean, I guess not. I have also completely taken off from socials.
Well, you know, I've never been good at it. And I was like, I can like really up my social media game. And like,
did you know that
probably not.
How long do you think that you have to be on a vacation until you start or until you stop thinking about your day-to-day work?
4 days.
Longer.
7.
Longer.
24.
You're going to be, well, hold on. Let me do some math. The study shows that you should go on vacation for 3 months. And by the end of the first month is when you truly stop thinking about work.
Well, you know, and my boss takes a week off every month, so I guess he must be fine.
Allegedly. I mean, obviously, that's not like a reality for anybody.
No,
but
who gets 3 months of vacation?
I know, billionaires who are should be more stressed than they are. But yeah, I that's why I was like with the 6 weeks, I recognized there was a point eventually where I did stop, like truly stop thinking about drag.
I
and
did
work.
Go to the beach. But it was for the weekend.
Not 3 months. You have to go back.
I went for 3 days.
Okay. Did you think about work the whole time you were there?
I thought about something. Whether it was like drag or work, which drag is work these days. I love it.
Yeah.
But it is work. And I can't act like it's not.
Totally.
Especially like the level that I want to do drag. So like that was on my mind. And it was while I was having car problems.
That's the worst.
It was literally like I had dropped my car off the week before, like that week before we left.
Well, all of this is to say that, you know, we're going to take our time with this. So that way the reviews won't feel so rushed. We'll still do flops of the week and check in with each other each week. Jesus, God, did you forget how to podcast over the 6 weeks? You just said, let me
drink a Red Bull. It's my Friday as we were recording this, even though it's only a Thursday. Which means it's the end of my week.
Oh, nice. I wish. I still have the Rocky Horror Masquerade Ball tomorrow, which I'm super excited for, but we had a venue change, so it's been a little stressful this past week.
I can imagine.
But anyways, that will be coming out, or that will have happened after the release of this episode. Some future dates that you should have in mind. Of course, on the second Wednesday of every month, we have Drag Bingo at High Wire Brewin. And the next one is actually going to be on November 8th. And Fawn, do you know what November 8th is?
Your birthday?
It's my birthday! Yeah, so Drag Bingo is going to be on my birthday.
I thought your birthday was November 9th.
I kind of just realized that we have Drag Bingo on my birthday. So
I don't know why I thought your birthday was the 9th and not the 8th.
No, well, it's the 8th.
Regardless, Scorpio. It's Scorpio season, so...
I know. Evil.
Everybody gird your loins.
Yeah, your loins need girding around me, that's for sure.
Especially during Locktober, I guess.
Jesus.
And also on Saturday, December 2nd at 12:30, I cannot speak today. I have forgotten how to podcast.
It happens.
We are going to be doing an all-ages drag show at Birmingham Festival Theater. Tickets will be on sale soon. be on the lookout for a flyer with a wonderful lineup. I'm so excited for that show.
Me too. We haven't done one since the summer. I mean, we were doing them so frequently because we had guests in town for Camp Wanakiki, yeah. And now we can, you know, take it at a better pace, I feel.
Yeah.
And I just want another note about that one. That is a rebrand from Family Friendly Drag Show. We're going to shoot for All Ages Drag Show, just to make it a little bit more clear that this is for anyone of any age. Particularly,
you don't have to be a kid,
right? But it's not like performing for children. It is for literally anyone of any age.
Yeah.
So buy your tickets. Once those come out, they'll be out soon. Also on Sunday, January 14th, we have the Miss Magic City Comedy Queen prelim pageant at Birmingham Festival Theater. The entry for that is $100 for the early bird deadline, and that ends halfway through November. So if you are wanting to compete, make sure you get that $100 into us so that we know that you are going to be one of our competitors.
And if you want to come to that pageant and not compete, you can also buy your tickets at bftonline.org, and make sure when you come to the pageant you bring me a birthday present, because my birthday is 4 days after that.
Oh yeah,
I'll be turning dirty 30, so
the same week as Martin Luther King.
Martin Luther Junior. King's turning 30.
Well, I wouldn't say that much. Oh, also we have a 5-star review, Fawn.
We do.
So shout out to this person who has written us, I believe, 3 reviews now.
We love you.
We'll take it. Please. Do repeat reviews. You want to take it away, Fawn?
Yes. I absolutely adore Flapjack and Fawn. They're great people and amazing hosts. They bring light to the community brought down by politicians trying to ban what we love doing. I love y'all, Buck Wilds.
Aw, thanks, Buck Wilds.
Buck has Yeehaw. Been in my inbox waiting for, like, asking when we're going to start back recording. Also, Buck, a few months ago, gave me, like, this cute little, like, dinosaur plushie.
Oh, my Bingo. God, that's so sweet.
And then this month gave me a Vaporeon one.
Wow.
Yeah.
Bucks got bucks.
I love bucks.
Me too. You know who's been in my DMs about us starting back?
Who?
My good auntie Pola Frost. And I, Pola, this one goes out to you. I love you so very, very much. And don't forget to buy a fresh box of tissues and a bottle of lotion. We'll be right back.
Hey, y'all. This is Twat Weiland from DIY Productions, a proud sponsor of Miss Magic City Comedy Queen. I'm here to tell you about our next big event as we get ready to ring in the new year. 2023 is almost over, and we're excited to invite you to the New Year's Eve Drag Night at the Nick. We've got not one, but 2 shows with a stunning lineup of performers. Make Drag Night at the Nick your last show of 2023 and your first show of 2024. In addition to the sickening performances, we'll have a photo booth, giveaways, drink specials, and a champagne toast to help you start your new year in style. Get your tickets now at tiny.cc/NYE_dragnight. That's tiny.cc/NYE_dragnight. Space is limited, so act fast. It's never too early for your New Year's resolution, so make yours Drag Night at the Nick.
And we are back, and it is time to meet our monsters.
I know you're really excited for the season. We've talked a good bit about it, but what are your overall thoughts? Like, what are you hoping to see?
First of all, the first thing I noticed was, other than the Boulets looking fantastic, was the stage.
Yeah, the stage. They've upgraded every season. And I'm just like, do y'all just demolish the old ones? Like,
well, like, I know. I think they used to be in a theater. Like, once upon a time.
Yeah.
And I think now they're, like, in an actual, like, studio is what it looks like.
Yeah, I mean, it. That is literally like the Drag Race T, right? Like, yeah. the T stage.
And I think it's great because I think it is a stage that allows for modeling and performance.
Yeah, I agree.
And since both are part of the floor show, like, it is modeling and it is performance for the floor show. So I think it makes sense.
Yeah, it's unlike the Camp Wanakiki one that allows for neither.
And it's like, it gives you a lot more chance of a 360 look rather than just seeing the front of an outfit.
Right. Now, I heard in there, I listened to the podcast episode about the season 5 cast announcement, right?
The casting special? Yes. Such a good episode.
Great episode. And they gave us some kind of hints at what to expect from the season. And one of them was that the floor shows are going to change a bit. And I'm not sure entirely what that means. I just hope that it isn't, I'm sure that they'll have a creative direction with it, but I just hope it doesn't copy Drag Race too much.
Yeah.
Because I think that I have come to appreciate that the people who go aren't just modeling. They are giving you a number in a way.
I hope.
Giving you a floor show.
Personally, what I would hope is that it's edited a little more like a Drag Race. Even not like.
Like just not as choppy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
it's hard to see. This is the look.
Sometimes mm-hmm. on Dragula, they would like edit it to where it was like they'd put people back to back and keep flashing between them, or they wouldn't like, you wouldn't get a good look at the look sometimes.
Mm-hmm. And that was a bitch for podcasting, because when I would try to screenshot something, I would have to get like 5 different shots to be like, okay, now here's the shoe. Here's the back of the garment. Like, oh my God.
And so, I want to keep the performance aspect. And as much as they talk about the performance, it's a performance competition in the podcast episode. I think we're still going to get the performance aspect of the floor show.
I hope so.
I just hope that it's edited a little more digestible to be able to like really appreciate what is being delivered. Because sometimes, like, they're doing great stuff, but it being so choppy is a little hard to, like, focus on.
Totally. I 100% agree. Because I'm often like, do I like this look? I don't know. I'm just getting a zoom in on Coco Kane's, like, prosthetic on her face. Like, I have no idea what I'm looking at.
Or I'm getting their silhouette with some strobe lights.
Yeah. And it's like, what is going on with this? Totally hard to figure out.
And I'm like,
give
me the silhouette with the strobe lights. At the beginning.
That's the biggest change I'm hoping to see for the season. I just want to be able to see the look head to toe in one shot for some amount of time without it being a runway. I still want it to maintain that magic, because I think that's a really special thing about shows like Dragula and Camp Wanakiki, that it's not just a runway. It is a show.
Because I like the blend of modeling and performance.
Yeah. Have you seen any spoilers for the season?
No.
I saw one today and I am so fucking mad, because I was on YouTube trying to prepare for this podcast.
The only spoilers I saw was before cast got announced, like while they were filming.
Oh, like who the cast was.
Cast was.
Well, what I saw was literally someone as the thumbnail was like so-and-so eliminated blank. And I was like, fuck you. Like, literally, you should have like Drag Race spoilers, you know, like as a cover photo. I wasn't even exploring it.
I will watch all the Drag Race spoilers, but Dragula.
Yeah, I get way more invested in this.
And also, it's a lot harder to find the Dragula spoilers.
True.
Because I'll watch the Drag Race spoilers when filming happens a year before it airs. And then I forget about it by the time Drag Race airs.
Same.
Dragula spoilers don't come out that early.
And I feel like when I was hearing like the spoilers of the casting, it was not even that long ago. It was like the summer, right?
Yeah.
And so,
because it was after the Dragula tour.
It's crazy to me.
They turn it around so quickly.
God, we literally waited a calendar year before Camp Wanakiki season 4 came out.
Which I mean, like Drag Race is usually like June to January.
June to January. Yeah, that sounds right. I mean, what, casting starts to happen in like November? Not that I'm paying attention to that or anything, but anyway, we should talk about these looks.
The Boulets look fantastic.
They do, but hold on. In case it's your first time listening, because I know we've had a lot of new listeners, we do this very special, sophisticated system. Here at Flapping and Fawning. For if we like or dislike a look. Fawn, tell them how it goes.
Now, if you like a look, it's a...
Fawn.
And if you don't like it, it's a...
Flop.
Now, if it is the best, most orgasmic thing that you've ever seen, it's a
fetch.
Stop trying to make fetch happen. It's not going to happen.
Super gay. We live. Okay, so Boulets. This look, we're going to be doing this in the order of the Meet Our Monsters official cast release video. And of course, you know, the Boulets had to put themselves first because we can't do any sort of episode without at least 15 minutes of them, you know, just looking at themselves.
Well, I mean, it does make sense to like have them come out and do the Meet Our Monsters. Personally, I think it makes sense.
Oh,
like,
so it makes sense for the Boulets, but the Sugar Baker twins can't do it.
The Sugar Baker twins don't put something this high production value together.
That's fair. That's fair. anyways, so this look is clearly very arachnid inspired.
What'd you call me?
You heard me. I'd say it again. So I would describe, you know, you have, I don't know how to describe this.
It's like this.
It's a,
like,
it's a dress. Not yes. It's very got a train
with like the spider web.
Yeah, red and black spider web on it's the skirt.
Amazing how they can keep doing black and red together and it
find different ways to do it.
And they have so many different ways to do it, and it always looks so good and different. And it like levels up. This is one of my, and I feel like I feel this way every year, but it's like this is one of my favorites that they've done for the promos.
Mm, that's fair. Yeah,
and I feel like I feel that way every year because they always like. It's always structural. It's always black and red. And a lot of times it'll be that gray
that,
hair.
That latex.
And like, I live.
Yeah. I really like this as well. I saw in one of the trailers for this season, they do have this one amazing look.
The one that's like the wind yeah, hair. That beautiful or whatever. Hair.
And oh so I'm saving my fetch for that. So this is a fawn for me.
Honestly, I may fetch this.
Already?
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. I might be a little generous this episode. I'm going to fetch this.
Slay.
That was not the fetch button.
Oh, fetch!
Stop trying to make fetch happen. It's not going to happen.
Clearly, I forgot how to podcast too in these 10 weeks as well.
Probably a little generous this episode.
Generous?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I kind of plan to be a steaming cunt. So, first out of the gate... We have Niohuru X, and I hope I'm pronouncing that name correctly. I heard them on the cast announcement refer to her as Neo, so I'm going to do that as well until told otherwise. Her hometown is Tianjin, China, which, okay, a very international season. Yeah. That's interesting. Like, this is literally giving Dracula versus the world.
Which, you know? She lives in LA now.
Yes, I saw that. And from what I hear, she doesn't have a lot of like stage experience. She's very right. fashion focused, which I think is interesting for Dracula. Like, we haven't really had that before, right?
Right. It'll be different having somebody that doesn't come from a strictly performance background. However, she has done music videos. She's been in music videos. Like, I think she was in one of, we don't, was it Cardi or Doja that she was in a music video for?
Oh, that's pretty major. Okay. Yeah. Cool. Like, I didn't know what you meant by that. I was just imagining like my COVID music videos, you know, like, and so I was like, okay.
Imagining the Doja Cat, Bitch, I'm a Cow music video.
Neo's pronouns are she, her, and they, them.
I really wish this article would specify what's in drag and what's out of drag.
Yeah, pronouns. Me too. So is that what this article is saying, or?
I don't know.
Okay, well, she is an option, and I feel like that will likely be my default. I'm going to do my best.
So, I know she's trans, but I think she might be trans, okay, femme, trans. Non-binary.
All right, trans femme non-binary from China. What did you think of this look? How would you describe it?
I really don't even know how to describe it. I kind of live for the hair that far back on her head, and I didn't know that I would ever live for that. But yeah, it's like...
I think the tattoo...
Kind of alien. Helps.
Yeah. It is very alien. This reminds me a lot of, what are the names? On Instagram, I think it's Fiercoles, something like that. Do you know who I'm talking about?
I don't know that I do. But this is a puffer coat. How did I not notice this before?
It's puffer? But I barely know her.
But it's like got an intricate design into the puffer coat. Bitch, I live.
Yeah, it's very interesting. I'm excited to see more from her.
Now, I want to know what the bloody nose is about.
Yeah, what's the deal with the bloody nose effect? Is it to look cool? Is it to insinuate drug substances? did you listen back to the Roast and Peace Angel
no,
Feast today?
No, I'm going to be real honest, and I did not listen back to any of the old
Any
episodes.
Of them? I didn't do all of them, but I listened to a few of them.
I got text messages about a few of them, but yeah. I didn't actually, like,
I feel like they were kind of our greatest hits, though. You know, yeah. Like some of my favorite episodes were in those. Well, there were 9 that we did re-releases of over the 10 weeks. Anyways, this is a fawn for me.
Same. And next up, we have Throb Zombie.
Ooh, the first of two kings. How groundbreaking.
Which I fucking live. It's time for having more than one.
It's time to have a cast king. Of kings. Like, right. What are we waiting on?
Right. And apparently Throb, I almost just said Rob, but that's the actual music artist that the name is a pun off of. Throb also does queen drag sometimes.
Yeah, that's what I heard. I noticed their pronouns are they, them. So I think we're looking at like a king, non-binary entertainer kind of moment. I wasn't thrilled with this look for the promo, though, particularly because they had the words under the wings. And I think that...
Bite Vladdy.
Yeah, bite me, Zaddy, I think is what it said. I wrote it under there, right? Bite me, Daddy, yeah.
I think it said Vladdy.
Oh, bite me, Vladdy. Okay. Well, still, you know, in the photo, we can't see that. We just see some of the letters. And I think that that was kind of an... oversight, you know, if you know that you're gonna have to have a photo, you need to not have a visual reveal like that, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But I enjoy this look. I'm not sure I entirely get it. I am not a fan of seeing so much like a morph suit on anyone.
It's airbrushed.
Why is it just on the torso?
Supposed to be an exposed skin part. And the rest are supposed to be clothing around it. And okay. It matches the makeup well.
It does match the makeup really well. What do the shoes say? Boo? Just painted on boo?
I live.
Interesting. Okay.
I didn't live for the modeling of it. I think it was a little messy.
Yeah.
The modeling was for the actual video.
Yes.
But and I that, do that, live for the true. Look.
I forget I they had a video. I do live
for the look.
Yeah, it's a light fawn for me. I think there are some things I'm not crazy about, but I don't hate it. So
I'm gonna fawn it.
Slay. All right, welcome Throb Zombie. Next up, we have Anaphylactic from Manchester, UK. She, he, and they pronouns.
Our first UK queen on Dragula.
Yeah.
From the House of Gorgeous.
From the House of Gorgeous.
Yes. For those that are aware of Cheddar Gorgeous.
Cheddar.
At first, I was not thrilled about this choice for a promo look until I listened to...
To why they did it.
To why they did it with the, like, harkening back to Manchester, just like Cheddar did.
Yeah, the bees.
On the UK promo.
Somebody's got to save the bees.
And also... What happens when you're allergic to bees and you get stung?
You have anaphylactic shock.
Yeah.
Allegedly. Yeah.
So I kind of live. It does give a little bit Drag Race, but also like we always have people that give Drag Race.
But also, you know, I think that it's, I think that they are like just a drag queen, you know? Yeah. And I think that in, you know, even though we have these entertainers who are doing non-binary, more gender fuck stuff, like I'm a drag queen. I like having space for just plain old drag queens.
She gives me Victoria Elizabeth Black vibes. And I mean that in the best way.
Well, I mean, yeah, clearly she is considered what? Like one of the best ever to be on that show. So, I don't know. I kind of feel the same. There's a few people on this cast that I'm like, I think I would have preferred to have seen people who do alt drag all the time. I don't want to see like whichever queens that are, or, you know, whichever entertainers that are, whichever show will take me first.
Well, here's the thing. And I had a feeling this conversation would come up. So we can either do it now.
No, let's do it. Okay. Yeah. I'm interested to know your thoughts.
So if you look at the history of Dragula, every season there are some queens that you're kind of like, that's an odd choice. You have Melissa B. Fierce on season one. Season two, you had Bitch Puddin and Majesty, who both kind of got that from the fans. Because everybody thought Majesty would be on Drag Race. Season three, you had Eva Destruction, and there was somebody else. Season four, you had Jade, Bitter Betty, to a lesser extent, Sigourney. You also had Mary Cherry. There's always been these, like, more traditional drag on Dragula that aren't always the heavy monster side. And also, we're in an era where a lot of people that are getting on these shows now started drag because they saw Drag Race. So there's always going to be a little bit of a Drag Race influence on these people that are doing drag.
I think that's fair. I guess I just know, I personally know people who auditioned, who I think should be on this show because they make a career out of doing that type of drag. And I would rather them be prioritized to gain that platform than so-and-so who is auditioning for every show.
But also, you know? I mean, we don't see what these people do at all their shows.
You're right. We may be surprised. I mean, there may be things I don't know because, I don't know. I agree. I think this could be on any of the shows and it would do fine.
Well, not camp. It's too polished for camp.
Fawn or flop?
Fawn.
Fawn for me as well. Somebody got to save the bees. Next up, we have JK, who is from Brooklyn. Their pronouns are they and them. And they consider themselves to be a drag artist. So I feel like that sounded shady the way I said it, but that's just what the article says. They consider themselves to be a drag artist.
I'm sure that's how people talk about me.
What did you think of this?
I love the mug. I loved them in their little interview. I loved them modeling.
Yeah.
I love the hair. Love all of that. The outfit reminds me of something one of my Facebook friends, Columbus, does a lot of sketches that are like drag outfits that look kind of like this.
Oh.
And this kind of looks like one of those brought to life, but a little bit cheap.
Yeah, that was my thing. I really don't like that. I can tell that I can see right through where the eyes are drawn, you know, like, and one of them, maybe it's the lighting, but one of them looks like more filled in than the other. That really, I don't know. Maybe I am blessed to know people who can print things, but that doesn't seem like something that's terribly difficult to animate or design and print personally. So that was not my favorite thing, but,
like, I love the look overall, but also it just feels like I would live for this at a bar. I don't know that I love this for a promo.
Yeah, I agree. Although
that mug is stamped. I'm so excited for JK, though.
I do get that, not JK Rowling, but JK. I like this look, and I'm excited to see an entertainer like JK. I have not seen that on Dragula before, like someone who really claims campiness and claims that they do comedic.
And it's also very like, it's punk, but a little bit comic book inspired, like very animated. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Okay. Fawn or flop for you?
I like really want to give a fawn because I want to fawn JK as a drag artist. However, this look for a promo is a flop.
Yeah, I am in agreement with you. It is a flop for me as well, unfortunately. Sorry, JK. Next up, we have Orgotic from Buenos Aires, Argentina. Pronouns he, him, exclusively, and identifies as a drag artist.
And if you listen to the casting special, I've already listened to it twice. Like, it's such a good episode of the Boulez podcast. Orgotic was supposed to be on season 4, but fell through because of like visa stuff with COVID. So I'm personally, this kind of drag, I fucking live. I'm so excited.
Okay.
It's like inhuman and just monstrous. And I kind of live for like taking all the gender and the humanity out of drag because it produces stuff that I haven't seen before. I don't know. I live. It's, you know, honestly going to be a fetch for me.
A fetch? Okay. Okay.
Stop trying to make fetch. Like, I am so excited for Orgotic.
Listen, are you fetching this look or are you fetching Orgotic? Because here's the thing.
Both.
Here's the thing. It is undeniable. Look at that torso. Look at it. This is all just like a morph suit with shit piled on top of it.
How intricate it is? There's so much stuff on it.
Sure, but there's a lot of things that if they made this or if this was like custom, like there's just too much empty space. I feel like that they made this and was like, oh shit, it doesn't fit. Like I forgot I was like really tall and they just left this huge midriff open with like the morph suit. To me, this is like the most ill-fitting of all of the looks that I've seen. I don't get it, and maybe I will learn something about Orgotic and really change my mind. I don't, like, are, is this a bunny? Is that what I'm looking at? And the lips are ripped off. Like, are they referencing Loras when they bit off their...
Does it have to be referencing something?
Well, I mean, drag is a referential art form.
Does art have to always reference something?
I guess not.
Can art be art but for
what,
the sake of being
But what is
art?
This telling me? What genuinely, what is this telling me?
I get that they're, like, not human. That's what it's telling me.
I think there's 100 ways that you could look not human. You know, Neil Huru did that without...
I live...
Well, I'm glad for you. This is a flop for me. I don't get this at all. I did not really like the makeup either when I was watching the video. It seems it just doesn't look quite as crisp to me as it could. So maybe there is something I really just do not understand. This is referencing or something like that. But sorry, Orcotic, I don't have much hope for you.
And next up, we have Fantasia Royale Gaga.
Who was one of the ones who I knew. I think the only one. No, just kidding. Who was one of the ones that I knew.
She won some Out TV competition.
Oh.
Some Miami Good something. I don't know. She was on some TV show and won it. Some, like, she's already been on reality show.
Wow, that's wild. She did Out TV. Oh, I remember that show. It was Miami Heat?
I think so. And I think she won it.
Oh, good for her. And now she's on this. You know, that we actually just had another Out TV girl who made it onto, like, another franchise. So,
because
Kiki Ko
went from Call Me Mother to Drag Race Canada.
Yeah. But so, like, good for her.
That's something we did not talk about is all the Drag Race right now.
Oh, it's too fucking much. And
I'm unfortunately watching it all.
Oh, no.
All of it.
I've been watching other things because I love myself.
I'm watching
what I'm doing.
Somehow Mark has roped me into it.
I'm
watching Canada. No, Canada hasn't started yet. I'm watching UK.
Is it good? Is UK good? I just feel every time I see something, I'm like, I feel like they all look the same.
It's not my favorite season, but my favorite seasons are 2 and 4.
Okay. Well, we appreciate y'all letting us interrupt your Dragula listening for us.
I'm also. Did you watch Philippines though? Real quick. Did you watch Philippines?
I have not.
I need you to watch Philippines because Miss Jade So might be one of my favorite queens from a Drag Race franchise this year.
So I think the last thing we should say about that is what I'm about to say. With all these shows, I am kind of, especially as it comes to Drag Race, I am going to prioritize US, maybe All Stars if I feel it's worth it.
Philippines, you can watch.
And the thing is, if I am at a point now where I feel like there is so much that I'm going to trust the social media algorithm to show me what I need to see, because the only person, aside from, like, the winner, who I could name from Drag Race Philippines season 2 is Miss Jade So, because I have seen clip after clip after clip of her. Yeah, I really like her from what I've seen from that. Yeah,
icon. Worth watching the season just for her. I'd watch it again for her.
Like, yeah, she's,
and, like, it's one of those amazing franchises that's somewhat in English.
Yeah,
they go back and forth. So
I mean, that wasn't something that bothered me before. Like, I was watching Thailand when it was first coming out. I just I'm at a point where there's just so much I really can't. And maybe there will be a Versus the World that I really love everybody on there, and I need to go back and watch other seasons, and I'll do that homework if I need.
There's supposed to be Versus the World and a Global All Stars coming up. They're supposed to be filming Global All Stars right now.
Interesting.
But, like, we've been watching Brazil, Germany, Philippines, Mexico.
Yeah, I've heard good things about
like, all the ones that have aired in the time that we've been off. God. I've watched them all.
Oh my god, bless your heart.
I know.
Okay, well, Fantasia Royale Gaga,
icon. She her pronouns. In the same drag family as Giselle, Barbie Royale, if you are familiar.
Yes, from that other drag show
that got canceled.
I know.
Oh.
What's up with that? Anyways, Fantasia. She's another one who I was a little unsure about being on this show.
I fucking live.
Because I'm still not really seeing her do the monster kind of drag.
I don't.
And but my thing is, listen. Okay, I'm a tit queen, so I feel that I can say this, right? Because I wear boobs a lot. Like, I feel that this promo is not really, like, I feel that a lot of people are excited for her because of tits, right? Like, why?
She's been in the game for so long.
She has, also, a legend. But also, but this look is, it's just referencing Beetlejuice. Like, it's Beetlejuice, right? It's the thing that, like, any queen who is like, ooh, I'm going to go get my, it's Halloween, I'm going to get my black lipstick, my striped dress and a green wig and throw it on.
I would have liked a little Halloween. More creativity.
Yeah, that's where I feel it was lacking for this
I think
promo.
It's stunning. I do wish I had a little more creativity. However, like, here's the thing. Dracula has always been for, and you can listen to the Boulez say this themselves.
I know, they said it on the casting special.
It's like,
and I
for
trust
the
that.
Outsiders. Do you see her on Drag Race? I personally don't.
No, fair. I don't think we've ever had a queen like Fantasia or Royal Gaga on Drag Race.
So, like, where would she go? You know what I mean?
Miami Heat.
and, like, what's... I don't know. I think she's an icon. Love her.
I'm excited to see what she does. Like, don't get me wrong. I'm not unexcited for her, but I...
And I think there's something a little punk about having tits that big. And
totally.
In season one of Dracula, they were often saying punk as one of the tenets.
Mm. Especially as a... As a trans woman, like that, I think that's a very different experience than just putting on a breastplate. But I don't know. I am hoping to see
we
more
have a
creativity.
Very diverse cast this season, though.
It is very diverse. Okay, so fawn or flop for Miss Gaga?
I'm gonna fawn her. Slay.
Hit the wrong button. I'm also going to fawn it. Did we fawn or flop or Gothic?
Yes, because you flopped and I fetched.
Okay. Next up we have...
You're like, can I change your mind?
Next up we have Cynthia Dahl from KCMO is where you can find her. Pronounce she, her. What do you think?
First of all, this hair. This Cynthia from the Rugrats inspired hair.
Yeah, it's really... I think it's really cool.
It's obviously a callback to the show.
Absolutely.
Incredible.
I like this jacket.
I love an acid green, like a neon acid green, especially with some black. Love it. I don't think it's the most interesting thing ever, but also I can't say much because not everybody's has been the most interesting thing ever.
Well,
I think,
but I do feel it tells me more about her than other people's
has. Right.
Like, this is very clearly branded from the hair. I'm getting very much, like, city, bratty kind of girl.
I'm
going
to have
this.
To decide how I feel about her paint. It's really unique. And I will say that.
Beyonce.
I think I'm going to have to, like, see her makeup in, like, motion a little bit to, like, really get a read on how I feel about her paint.
I actually really like it. I see it from the... There's a few people who are... who are doing really interesting stuff with using like black lines and just like
I think sometimes
shading.
It can look so bad though. I'm gonna have to see it in motion.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't have an issue with it in the videos I watched. You know, about like the Meet the Monsters, but there's her and there's this one queen in I think in Canada, and she puts like a little black mark right on her actual lip, right, and it makes her mouth always look open, and I think it's really cool. It just makes her lips look massive, but I don't know, I just think it's a really interesting thing to do.
I will say I would probably wear the shit out of this outfit.
I could see you in this. I think the jacket's really cool too. Like, what is that fringe? My god, it's fringe.
I think it is.
Wow, it's just like a fringe.
I'd wear the shit out of this.
Fringe. Fringe.
With like the tattered distressed skirt.
I see this on you. I wish the boots were tied in more into it, but hey, I've not been that picky on anyone else. So this is going to be a fawn for me. What about you?
Same.
Double fawns for Miss Cynthia Dahl.
Next up, our third Houston queen on our third U.S. franchise this year.
Yeah.
Because we had Mistress on Drag Race,
on
Muffy
race.
On Camp
on the wiki,
and now we have Blackberry on Dracula.
Yes.
She is a drag queen. She, her in drag, he, him out of drag, is somebody that has been doing drag for a very long time, one of those seasoned consummate professionals, if you will. Also our bearded representation. I'm always gonna go up for bearded drag.
I felt this look very it resembled, it was, I think this one was my favorite when I was watching the video, I really liked it because she had an umbrella too, and I thought it took it to a different place in a way, because the umbrella was very ornate, but say made of the same material as the dress. This kind of reminded me a bit of your
literally look. And I didn't get promos done in it until like after this came out. Like, I didn't get photos in it until after this came out. I'm like, not like good ones. So I'm like posting it after this came out. And I'm like, people think that I probably just try to rip this around and turn it out real quick after this came out.
Well, but the thing is, I think you both did it in very different ways, and I like both of them.
Yeah.
And I,
you know, the facial hair bitches got to stick together with our rib cages.
They sure do. They sure do.
We wear our cage on our chest.
Only thing that I would like, I feel like it's very busy from the waist up, and I think that it would be nice if some of the elements from the top were also incorporated into the bottom.
That or just cut the trumpet off the bottom and make it a mini skirt.
Yeah, we're getting a lot of gowns for this.
Gowns, beautiful gowns.
Yeah, like what if she cut the mermaid piece off and did something with like the shoe that resembled the
like bones
that she's got going on, that theme at the top.
However, I don't know if the glove would have looked correct then.
Fair. I don't know
nothing. I'm good with that. I'm gonna give it a fawn.
It is also a fawn for me, and personally I think it was my favorite out of all of the looks. So cool for Blackberry. Next up we have Onyx on Dix. And I'm going to go ahead and say, I see this queen doing extremely well. I really, really, really like this person. Every Philadelphia-based entertainer that I've met, I have really liked.
Philadelphia-based drag queen.
Onyx on Dix. So yeah, we had, Lily St. Queer, who was on my season of Wanakiki. Then we had Avery Goodname. Just the more I've learned about that scene, I think it's really, really cool. And Onyx checked out for me as well. I think this look is awesome, showing a lot of body. Love that, seeing the tattoos, but I also really appreciate the material this is made of. I don't know. It's like a very burlesque-y looking body part, I guess.
It's hot.
Yeah, it's very
hot. It's really hot.
And I love the wig, like into the crown on her head that she's just got glued onto her head.
It's like what would normally be feathers in a showgirl thing, it's actually hair.
And look at how the shoes tie into that, the same themes that we're seeing.
I live.
And, however, and the hands. Look at the nails.
Like, it's so good. It's so good, except when you saw the back of it.
What was wrong with the back? Oh, no.
Nothing there.
Oh, was it just butt?
Yeah.
Oh, well, maybe that's what she wanted to show.
Yeah, but
I don't know.
The front is so interesting. When the front is so amazing. But maybe they didn't know they were going to be...
That's what I was going to say. Maybe she was like, I'm going to do this one for the front because, you know, because we were...
Maybe they didn't know they were going to be like videoing it like that.
I don't think we've ever had like a runway style promo for any season, have we?
I don't know.
I don't remember something like this ever. So
that's if I'm nitpicking, because from the front, this is immaculate.
Yeah, I really like this. And I'm also just very excited for Onyx as a person. I don't think it's quite a fetch for me yet, but it is certainly a high font.
I do want this though.
I'm sure you could buy it from her.
I don't know that it'd fit me. She looks smaller than me.
Maybe.
She looks a little petite. Yeah, this is a font.
Slay. Onyx is the one that I see her going a really far way.
And next up is Satana
on Instagram. She has my favorite handle out of all of them. It's Hail Satana.
Slay. she is a trans femme non-binary.
Work. Pronouns she, her, and they, them.
She's from LA. You know what she reminds me of?
A bitch.
She, watching her videos and everything and the look, she gives me if Denali did Dracula.
Yeah, yeah, no, I was kind of thinking the same thing.
I have a story that I haven't told yet, but we'll get to that later.
Go for it, why not?
So I had this crazy dream. I don't know if I told you this the other night at Drag Race live thing. I had this dream that I got. Apparently I was on Drag Race.
Oh.
And I was either... I couldn't tell in the dream.
For your first challenge, you'll be shaving your face.
I couldn't tell in the dream if I was like on an old season and forgotten about, or if I was on a recent season and I was an early out. But somehow I got on, I was a last minute addition to the like Work the World.
Oh fuck.
Yeah. And on Work
like,
the World.
Like the tour, like you're going on tour. Okay.
Yeah. And the whole dream was a drag panic dream.
Oh fuck, I hate that.
The entire dream. And I was like, everybody on Work the World usually, and like a lot of the Voss shows, has their own color. Mine was black. And I had this beautiful sequin beaded and mesh black bodysuit that I left at home and accidentally packed this hideous black cat suit with this big ugly 80s bow, not even a cute one, an ugly one that almost looked like a tumor.
Tumor, but apparently
and then didn't even have time to get all my makeup done, like get my makeup done. I had to use my out of drag brow.
Oh no.
And barely had time to throw any makeup on, looked a hot mess, was trying to like press on some nails that were the press on kind with the glue already on it.
Dollar Tree nails.
And they were like hard and like too small for my finger, so they were popping off as I was putting the other ones on. And Denali was so nice to me in my dream. She was the one that was like helping me
so
out.
So now you like her?
Under her wing. I liked her after I watched her on Give It To Me Straight. Thank you.
Maddie Morphosis show. Yeah.
Maddie's show is so good.
I know we keep derailing, but Denali was one of my absolute favorites at the Night of the Living Drag.
She was good. I wouldn't say she was my favorite.
My favorite was Taste. My favorite was Taste by far. Well, you didn't like it?
I do a lot for Taste.
Oh my God. I thought you rolled your eyes because you did not like it. I was like, how the fuck did you not like it? Everyone was going nuts.
I would do a lot for Taste.
Like literally, Taste was the only one who I felt thematically built the whole way through and then just ended up being like, so good.
I love Taste. I also was very impressed with Georges. As somebody that's not the hugest Georges fan, I was very impressed with Georges because Georges looked effortless. And there was a few people that I could see it on their face that they like were thinking about the choreo. Because a lot of it was very difficult choreo. Yeah. I'm not saying that I could do it. But Georges, you could see she was like in the moment and doing some of the most difficult choreo of the night. And I was impressed.
Yeah. I she looked really good. I will say, I wish that what she had done like with her performance was a little different. I thought it would have been... I mean, this is literally just me being like, she should have done this. Was, you know, her whole thing about punching the ghost. I think she should have had her Twilight Zone episode be about punching the ghost. Or like having to fight a ghost or something. And anyways, I think it would have been funny.
Anyways, back to the Denali.
Back to Dracula. Satana. I don't know about this one. The look, she has a massive rosary on her neck. And it kind of gives me that Cynthia Daw bratty kind of look that we were talking about before. But where I don't think it's as strong for me is that she's not branded in the way that Cynthia was. I feel like that's what made Cynthia strong. This is just a cute spooky girl bar look, I feel. Do you agree?
Yeah.
So I think
for a promo for me,
it's not very exciting.
It's a flop.
Yeah, I think it's a flop for me as well.
Like I like the look, but for a promo it's a flop.
Right. Yeah. Sorry, Satana. It's a flop for me too. And last but certainly not least, speaking of punching the ghost.
Oh my God. I am so fucking excited for this one.
Well, who the hell is it?
It's Jarvis Hammer.
Hi, Jarvis.
I have followed Jarvis for so long. I've seen Jarvis perform a few times. One of the times was Mark's only time getting to see him perform, which was at what was supposed to be the Jada show that Wussy did.
In Atlanta.
Jada backed out last minute, had a family emergency, so it ended up being Maddie and Lala, and Jarvis was in that show. Jarvis is one of the most captivating, strongest, animated, theatrical performers I have ever seen.
Ooh.
Regardless of gender, regardless of anything, Jarvis is one of the most captivating performers I've ever seen.
Yeah, they are definitely the most... I feel that they won the promo. Right, like
he definitely did. They knew what they were doing, putting Jarvis last.
Yeah, when you look at everyone else, at like, and you see the whole lineup, like the one that my eyes, at least, go to right away is Jarvis.
Well, I mean, even like, not only that, also like how strong his part was in the video. Like his
Oh, like the way that he was walking the
yeah, like he owned that
floor show. Yeah, he really did. Yeah, I really enjoyed his walk. I like everything about it. Yeah, I mean, hey, I said I was gonna be super critical. Like, the only thing that I saw was when he turned around. Like, the pageant in me was like, oh my god, that zipper is so massive and exposed. But that's excessive, and I'm not gonna be like docking them on that because I realize that is such a nitpick. Because it was just, I don't know. Did you notice it? It was just like, no. Oh my god, zipper. But hey, they probably thought it was from the front as well, similar to Onyx, or as we're assuming Onyx did. So, anyways, fawn or flop for you?
This is a fetch.
It's a fetch for me. Stop as well.
Stop trying to make fetch happen. It's not going to happen.
Congrats, Jarvis. Oh my god, so spooky. Okie dokie. Okay, so who had your favorite look?
Jarvis.
Yeah, Jarvis too. When I said Blackberry earlier, that it, I remember Blackberry had my favorite until I saw Jarvis. So, well, we are going to take a break, and then we'll be right back to talk more about the rest of the season and how we're going to review it and give our flops of the week.
Slay.
And we are back. Still talking about Dracula season 5. This
back
cast.
Rolls.
Back rolls. Yeah. So, want to bet on something?
Sure.
I have no idea what we should do. So
I don't either.
For Titans, you may remember that we had our fantasy fag roster where we divided up the cast and whoever had the winner got to choose a tattoo for the other person. And so Fawn lost and will still be getting that tattoo that is still unknown to them at some point soon. We need to just do it. If anyone wants to donate to the cause.
Yeah.
That's really the only thing that's been holding us back from doing it is the money. So maybe
if you want to donate, that would be great, especially since I just got a new catalytic converter.
Maybe we should go with something that, isn't quite as expensive this time.
Yeah.
But I don't know. What do you think? Any thoughts on what we could be betting on? Like what the loser has to do? Their extermination?
Listeners, do you have any suggestions?
No? Great. is it like our Dora moment? Hi, listener. Are you driving right now? Pull over. Don't worry. We'll wait. No. So what if we just copied what the season does? So the least, like the extermination. Wait, no. What's your worst fear? What if we developed a extermination around the other person's worst fear?
Okay.
And they had to do it. And we make like a video of it.
Or just like do one of the exterminations from the season.
Yeah. Maybe if there's one that's like really scary. Like
I already know what one of the exterminations is.
Oh. Well, I
don't
know.
I'm pretty sure I know what it is. It was in the trailer if you watched the trailer.
Oh. Going through a haunted house.
No.
Not
the haunted house.
I kind of like that. You don't do a haunted house?
No. I haunted houses are chump change to me.
Oh, I know. I was like, that's shocking.
I worked in one.
You were in a haunt, weren't you? So.
No, the... In the trailer, so this isn't spoilers.
Trailer? But I barely, I'm sorry.
Priscilla?
Again? No, it's just Priscilla. That's the extermination. You survive a night with Priscilla Chamberlain.
One of the things was like bungee jumping off of a bridge.
Oh, yeah. I would bungee jump.
Falling is like one of my icks.
I feel like
I don't like the feeling of free fall.
There's not a whole lot that I'm... like scared of. Like I feel like anytime someone asks the question of like what's your worst fear, like which is why I was like, oh my god, why did I even
we can that? Always do like a piercing.
Yeah, I mean I guess it's not as expensive as a tattoo. Yeah, okay, well let's say for now whoever loses has to do what we consider the worst extermination of the season.
Slay.
And if there's not one that we feel is strong enough, you can come up with your own based on the fears that you know about for the other person.
Slay.
Cool. Okay. All right. That's very complicated, but you basically have to do an extermination.
My fears for Flapjack would just be going into the podcast without an outline.
Leave me alone. I have to have a plan. Yeah. What would a podcast with you just, you know, rambling beyond? Like, huh? I don't know. Okay, so let's make this roster. Now, one thing I noticed, which makes me speculate on the season, On Titans, we had an even 10. So I had 5, you had 5. Mm-hmm. But there's 11 on this season. So here is everything that I'm thinking about. I got to pick first last season. So I was going to offer that to you this season to get to pick first. But the thing is, there's an uneven number. So I don't think it's fair for whoever picks first to also get 6 people. Does that make sense? So I'm thinking that you can choose whether you pick first or I pick first, but whoever picks first only has 5 people on the roster, and the person who picks second has 6 people, and you're left with the last 2 that are remaining.
Slay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. I want to pick first.
You want to pick first? Oh, okay. Cool. So I get 6.
Yeah.
All right. Fair.
I want Jarvis.
Okay. I knew you were going to say that. I was like, literally, I know exactly. Okay. But I get 6 people now.
Slay.
All right. I mean, I'm figuring Jarvis as well. Because he was also my first pick.
I figured would be your first pick.
Yeah, he's definitely my favorite.
So I would rather have Jarvis.
Now I'm scared. Okay, you know what? I really cheered for them. The thing is, I don't know that they're going to win, but I really like them. Hell, you know what? I'm just going to go with who was my favorite after Jarvis. That's Onyx on Dix. Who was my favorite entertainer, not my favorite look. But anyways.
I'm torn.
Oh, you should go to a doctor about that.
I'm trying to decide between 2. Because I know you're probably going to pick the other one. I'm going to go with Blackberry.
Ah, yeah. She was my next one. God damn. This sucks having to choose second.
How do you think I felt last season?
Well, you just got left with one person. And she was for sale, yeah. Poor thing. Poor Jessica. Okay. So now I have to pick. I see Jarvis winning is the thing. So I don't know what else to do. I'm gonna. Fuck! I don't want to pick them. I'm gonna choose Fantasia Royale Gaga. I think that she will likely do very well. I don't know that she'll go all the way to the end.
Slay, you didn't pick who I thought you were going to pick.
Fuck, who did you think I was going to pick?
I want Anaphylactic.
Oh, you thought I was going to pick that basic bitch? Okay. Are you like looking at spoilers right now?
No.
I feel like you're Googling shit. Okay.
I'm on our outline.
Okay, okay. Okay. Now I get to pick. I feel like I'm about to get left with Cynthia Doll and Zatanna. I'm going to take JK.
Slay.
Because I think that they're going to do well. And I'm excited for their comedic stuff. And I think that I feel like they're going to be received well.
I think I'll take Throb.
Okay.
I'm a champion for the Kinks. What can I say?
Fair. Very fair. Now I'm going to do... I think Neo. Neo Huru X. I literally know exactly what's about to happen. Fuck this.
You know I'm going to choose a work.
Who? Oh, Orkotic.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
And that's why I was like, I know Flap's not going to choose Orkotic.
I just saw the writing on the wall. I was like, I know who I have.
I can save that for my last choice and pick the other people that I want.
So that leaves me. I feel like you're. Fuck.
I wouldn't mind having Cynthia on mine. I actually almost chose Cynthia over Throb.
Oh, is that who you thought I was going to pick?
No. I almost chose Cynthia over Throb.
Now I'm scared. I don't know if I should do made the right choices. Oh my god. How do you feel
about your life? I think I have top 3 on my side.
Oh fuck.
If anything, I think Fantasia might be up there.
For top 3?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just really felt that I like her, and I feel like everyone's talking really highly about her, and she's a legend. So I feel like she's going to go far, but I don't know that she's going to really win, you know? I could see Onyx potentially winning. I don't know. Right now, I think it's Jarvis's game. Maybe Blackberry. But I think Jarvis has it. Okay. Well, That's that. So to recap, Fawn's roster is Jarvis Hammer, Blackberry, Anaphylactic, Throb Zombie, and Orc Gothic. And my roster is Onyx on Dix, Fantasia Royale Gaga, JK, Neohuru X, Cynthia Doll, and Satana. Okay. And the loser has to do an extermination that is TBD.
Slay.
Slay. Flops of the week. It's time. And I feel very in the mood for my flop of the week. How about you?
Sure. I haven't really written any flops down since we've been gone.
Since you've been gone. This one that I'm about to do, I've actually been thinking about for quite a while. But since I've been on this drag break, I have definitely been a little bit more sultry out here in these streets. So I feel pretty prepared for what I'm about to do.
Sultry or salty?
Both of those. Now, if it's your first time listening to Flapping and Fawning, every single week, we will have a segment called Flop of the Week, which is where we give a 60-second uninterrupted rant about something in this world that deserves to be ranted and flopped against, okay? And I'm about to kink shame for mine.
Oh.
I hope y'all are ready for this. And I don't even, that'll be part of my thing.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. You just gotta give me the nip. Mm-hmm.
3, 2, 1, go.
Like I said, I'm going to kink shame because this alleged kink isn't really a kink. No!
Ready for my salad?
No, I'm not, Jen. I'm not paying you to have sex with you. That's crazy.
Calling out Genesis on the pod.
Maybe that's where her name comes from, but I don't get it. Anytime I get that little message on Grindr and someone says, hey, you're so hot. And then they seduce me in. They make me think that I'm going to have sex with them and then I'm going to get fucked tonight. Then they ask, but are you Jen?
Who would want to top Coco?
Hell, I wouldn't want to top Coco if she was Jen. Lord, I don't understand the point of it because I enjoy Grindr because it, for the most part, is a free exchange, right?
15 seconds.
Yes, I may have to pay for Grindr Pro or whatever so that I can have sex and be seen on the grid, but I shouldn't be having to pay people to have sex with them because that becomes something very different that is not legal in Jefferson County or the state of Alabama, okay? So no, I'm not Jen, and that's why being Jen is my flop of the week.
It's chocolate.
It will be chocolate if you ask me if I'm gin. Take a shot of this gin. Yeah. Have you ever gotten those messages? Do you know what gin is?
Yeah.
Okay. I think it's...
Genesis even, like, that was part of her EOY presentation, was, like, looking for gin.
Oh. No, I'm not.
I never had people asking if I was gin, but I had people...
I feel like this is a fairly...
On the other end, people messaging me saying they were Jen.
Really?
Yeah.
People just go around saying, I'm going to give you money. Did you... Can I... Like, if you're comfortable talking about it, like, did you take them up on it? Like...
Not the ones that approached me like that.
I...
There was, in college, a time that I did have sex for money. But it was not like...
And I'm not trying to be like shaming sex workers or something. To me, this is like... I go to this app because it's like I'm looking for a hookup with someone else who's also just looking for a hookup.
I will never hook up with somebody that has gin in their profile or is that upfront about having gin, being gin, like for that kind of stuff, like any of that kind of sexual exchange, because to me that is a red flag, because what is the chances of you actually being a cop?
Oh.
If you're somebody that's offering it, what is the chances that you're trying to... Like,
that's a good point. I've never even thought of
if
that.
If you're one of the people that's offering
Literally for me, I know how I am about like seeing myself in my body, you know, and like experiencing dysmorphia and stuff. Like to me, if I was to participate in an exchange like that, I think it would make me feel less about myself because I feel like I was having to, like, I didn't just have someone who was attracted to me. I was paying them to do that for me.
Yeah.
And you know, putting on other people, but that is what
I also like haven't been on Grindr and
I just feel like it's
2 years.
It's become much more common to ask.
Right. I haven't been on Grindr in like 2 years. So a lot can change in 2 years.
And yeah.
I always had people telling me they were Jen, not asking me if I was Jen.
It's literally like we'll have a conversation and it's like
are they Gen Zs? Because it sounds like a Gen Z thing.
I don't know. I feel like I have not noticed a trend of any kind of demographic saying it. It's literally just like I talk to someone, I think they're attractive, they act like they think I'm attractive, and maybe they do. Maybe they really are just really big into being Gen is their kink.
But then everybody's just poor now.
That, like, I don't know.
Everybody's poor, looking for whatever they can to get by.
And that's fine, but not with me.
Like, good Flop. For you for getting your bag, but I don't have to be the one.
I don't have the bags. Right. Like, I don't have it either.
The only bags.
Why do you think I'm on here?
Under my eyes.
Exactly. And they're beautiful. All right. Are you ready for your flop of the week, Fawn?
I suppose.
Okay. Fawn is going to pull a flop out of their ass. This is their 60-second timer. Your time starts now.
My flop of the week is the drag community not being welcoming, especially here in Birmingham. The Birmingham drag community, the bars, the show directors, whatever, there's so much racism, there is so much transphobia, there is so much misogyny. You do not see drag kings on stage on main nights in local bars.
This seems really fun and fair.
The bars cater to white audiences. And it's just like, we wonder why
30 seconds.
A majority of the drag scene in Birmingham is white.
Sucking dick and cock.
It's because that's what is catered to drag-wise in Birmingham. Those are the people that are promoted the easiest, the fastest, and all of that. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of only catering to
seconds.
The cis white men in drag. No more Get cis right. white men in drag starting drag, please.
Hi,
gay. And if you are cis white and men, please quit drag. Now, yesterday.
And that's time. Wow, Fawn came out here and said, quit drag if you're cis and white and a man.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, no, I very much agree. I think that, I feel like what is, I've kind of considered a lot of what drag is to be, yeah, totally. But it's like I'm seeing a lot of drag tourism, you know, or queer tourism. And I think that a lot of spaces are feeling that they have to be this watered down version of what is seen on Drag Race.
That's what it's been for a long time.
No, totally. I mean, they have that mentality. But what my experience has been is that in these underground spaces that are being curated by people, like, we're seeing a much more inclusive space, like at Drag Night at the Nick or DIY. And I feel like you and I are also intentional about having diverse lineups when we do shows. At the very least,
you will not see us doing, all like white show. You will not see us doing a show without AFAB representation. Like, because I don't believe in those kind of shows, and I'm not going to put that kind of show on myself.
Two things I want to say. One, I have noticed a big trend of like all white shows in this state recently, and that is, it's one of those things. Like, this is not
in our city.
I don't see it so much in Birmingham. In fact, I don't think I've ever seen it in Birmingham.
It's happening, not in our city, but it is happening
in others
frequently. Lee.
And this isn't the first time that I've spoken about it, because I have reached out to show directors in this particular place and said, hey, we want more representation in these shows.
Most of the people in the show are men. There is an occasional woman or non-binary person in the show.
Yeah.
But most of the time it's men.
And there's no excuse for that. Like, there's plenty of diverse entertainment that is available.
And if you don't have it in your town, book from out of town.
Sure.
Because that will at least show people that it is bookable in your town, because you're not going to have people start drag and want to do drag in your town that are the minorities that need the representation if they don't think they can get it in your town. If they don't think it's a possibility for them, they're not going to do it.
Yeah. I'm very much in agreement with this. One thing that I've personally decided to take on, like I mentioned at the beginning of the episode, one of the things that I've realized on this break is how much privilege I have as an entertainer who's been on a TV show before, and especially for navigating the world in a way that happens to give me a lot of privilege. But one of the things that I've taken on, I've heard other entertainers say this, and I've decided to do the same, is if there is a show with a large enough lineup for something like this, there should not be, I will not do a show that has less than two entertainers of color also in that lineup with me. And I will back out and offer and right. say, now you have space. You have the budget to add an entertainer of color to your show.
I mean,
I do think that there are times that, like, you're not able to have someone from every single demographic for every single kind of show. Like, I get that, but we should be doing our best to book people in a diverse way.
Right.
Because, I mean, yes, there's a lot of things that happen behind the scenes. Like, I can think of some that we had this summer where there were conversations that were not entirely in our control, where we were, maybe we weren't able to have an AFAB entertainer for that show, but we were able to have several gender diverse people. We were able to have people that represent different races, demographics. And I know that we are intentional about always trying to have a diverse show.
And there was one show that we did that didn't have a king in it, but we had AFAB representation still.
Yeah. So
like, you will not catch me doing a show without AFAB representation, and I will prefer to have a king in the show, and as well as AFAB queens, because those are
absolutely
also slept on.
And truth be told, the thing that makes it difficult to book someone from like of all of these different types is that we didn't have people buying tickets for shows, you know? And so we had to cut, like, for our family friendly show, at a certain point, we had to cut back on how many entertainers we had in that. And that makes it difficult.
When you're booking three people for a show, it's hard to,
it's a constant puzzle.
Yeah.
And that's not the way it wants. We want to have it. We want to have a huge community that we can pull from. Cause there's enough success out there for everybody. And so when I see shows that have 10 or more people and they're all white, what's going on? God. There's a bigger problem there. I'm glad you said that, actually, because that is something that happened towards the beginning of my break, and it was not fresh on my mind. So I'm glad you mentioned that, and we could talk about it on the pod. All right. Well, is there anything else that we should say about Dragula or all the drama we're bringing up in the community for this episode?
If you've got a problem with it, you can message me like a adult, and we can talk it out.
And then you can print it out.
Or shove it up your ass. Be a bitter Betty. Shut the fuck up and sit down.
Oh, okay. We're keeping things light here at Flapping and Falling.
Look, I am getting ready. I'm ready for my break. So, like, my tolerance is at zero. I'm not tolerating the bullshit.
I think that our new segment should be Fawn or Fight. So we'll decide if we love it or if we're gonna fight this person, and then
slay
personally, buy tickets to go fight whoever we have an issue with.
Lube wrestling.
Anyways,
spaghetti wrestling.
We hope you enjoyed us being back, and also this came out on Halloween, so happy Halloween.
We didn't mean to do that all together, but we did.
Yeah, and thanks for listening to another episode of Flapping and Fawning.
Boo.
Bye.
Boo.
Thanks for listening to
Flapping and Fawning. Music by Elliot Nass.
Promotional art by Danny Lee.
Hosts are Flapjack.
Oh, hey, that's me.
And I'm Fawn. You can follow me on Instagram at fawn.fawn.fawn.
And you can follow me over at Instagram as well. And pretty much any other social media platform at flapjquellen, FLAPJACQUELINE.
Connect with us on social media on Instagram at Flapping and Fawning Pod and on Twitter at Flap and Fawn Pod.
Oh, and make sure you check out the links in our bio to buy some merch. You can also connect with us via Gmail at flappingandfawningpod@gmail.com. See you next time.
Bye.
Ta-ta.